This is Time Right with the local news for May 10th, 2015. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. Daily Freeman reports that a New York legislator introduced federal legislation that would immediately ban the interstate shipment of high-volatility crude oil by rail. The bill would also direct federal agencies to set a national standard for oil train shipping. The bill from Representative Nita Lowey, Democrat from Westchester County, would permit rail shipments of Bakken crude that has been treated to make it less volatile. According to the story, quote, Bakken crude has an RVP of over 8.5 pounds per square inch or higher compared to lower volatilities of Eagle Ford Shale of 8 PSI, Brent at 6.17 PSI, and Basra Light at 4.8 PSI, unquote. Regular shipments of Bakken crude pass along the west side of the Hudson River and sit in yards in Albany since a recent uptick in production. On May 6th, there was another accident nationally with 10 tanker cars on a BNSF railway oil train catching fire in North Dakota. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman.
The Galvin Foundation announced on Friday, May 8th, it will partner with the Berkshire Union Free School, Questar 3 BOCES, and Bard College to create a Bard program at the Warren Street Academy in Hudson. The Academy is a new 150-student high school located in the former Co-Arc building at 11 Warren Street. According to a statement released by Galvin Foundation Representative Daniel Kent, the new initiative is, quote, an integrated program running concurrently with the Berkshire Alternative Transition Program and will involve Bard's Institute for Writing and Thinking and the Bard Master of Arts in Teaching Program, and leverage Bard's expertise in running innovative early college high school programs in partnership with public school systems, end quote. The Alternative Transition Program was formerly known as the Columbia Green Partnership Academy, or The Bridge. The Galvin Foundation will support the initiative in the form of a $250,000 development grant. Galvin is a private grant-making and operating foundation with a special focus on the city of Hudson. The full press release can be found at newsroom.wgxc.org.
Today is Sunday, May 10th, 2015, and the National Weather Service in Albany predicts a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 1 p.m., otherwise partly sunny with a high near 79 and a low around 64. Monday, there's a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a high near 79 and a low around 64. And Tuesday, a 60% chance of showers and possibly a thunderstorm, mostly cloudy with a high near 79. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre.